I have quite a few Mormons who are interested a little bit in Islam, and they show me their books of Joseph Smith. One of the things which I cannot answer very clearly, one of the claims on the first page of the book is that if a person would like to know if Joseph Smith or Mormonism is a true religion or not, you seek advice from Allah or from God and pray continuously. And after a prayer, if you cannot find that Mormonism is right, do not accept it. This is the similar challenge which Prophet Messiah al-Islam has presented. We would like to know how should we answer this.
The thing is that this is not a proof of the truth of any claimant. This is only an advice to help people make decisions. Mm-hmm. Because this has happened, and to our knowledge, that some people prayed to Allah for guidance, as they told us, and they saw in a dream that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was nauzubillah was a false claimant. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam helped those people who initially were not ignorant about Ahmadiyyat. If you read the whole context, this is a very different context from the one you are quoting.
Okay.
What he said was that if through arguments you reach a conclusion and you cannot take the final jump, then you pray to Allah after having finished the arguments put forward by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam and the arguments which have roots in the book. Then for the final guidance you should pray. Not in total ignorance, because then psychological phenomena takes over and personal inclinations also interfere. And again, if somebody is not godly enough and not God-fearing enough, it would be more likely Satan who would be giving him the message, not God. And we don't know his intentions behind, his inclinations, what sort of prayer he's making, what sort of life he has led. So anybody can say, I was shown that he was a false man. For instance, I met such a person in once in some Western country, I don't get to remember, perhaps it was Germany, but who said that in positive terms that I had made this prayer to Allah and I was told by God that Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a false prophet. So everybody's dream, number one in principle, is not a verdict against others. Against others as far as other people are concerned. As far as he is concerned, it would not make any difference to us. Allah knows best whether somebody is to be guided or not. If he were a pious person, he had good intentions and Allah really liked the way he was asking him, we know he would definitely be guided. But if Allah has rejected him, then he will be shown some dream by Satan, who is his friend. And according to the Holy Quran, Satan also appears. So it is the ultimate decision in this regard is taken by Allah. But that is no argument. Remember this. And the way the Mormons have put the challenge is fundamentally different from the way Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has suggested this. He says, first, make your foundations on knowledge. Judge things under the critical eye of rationalism. Then if you are inclined and still you don't know, you are in darkness about what may have been. So turn to Allah and pray to Him. So even if in such a state, someone or a few among them are misguided, then in principle, this is not wrong. I mean, nothing illogical about it. Because their dream is not binding for others. And as far as they are concerned, they would be guided according to their own merit.